Welcome to The Milking Parlor, a podcast for dairy industry professionals.
I'm speaking in this interview with Dr. Gary Neibauer, and here at the World Dairy Expo, the Pfizer Animal Health booth. And one of the things that I see is really displayed prominently is the dairy wellness plan. And I think that's something that the company has had in place or active for a couple years. Let's just start there and tell me a little bit about it.
Chuck, the Dairy Wellness Plan is the flagship of the dairy side of Pfizer. It's a three-pronged approach where we look at the health and welfare of the cow, we look at the health, welfare, and economic vitality of the producer, and then we look at the quality, wholesome product for the consumer. So if we use pharmaceuticals and biological and various antibiotics appropriately, we're going to have a safe, wholesome product for the consumer. So the thing is to balance all three of those so that the cow is healthy, the producer is profitable, and the consumer has the best quality product they can. Mm-hmm. So that's the basis behind that. And then we go into the dairy wellness with various programs themselves. The first one that we had initiated years ago was called the 100-Day Contract. And that simply was a program that looked at probably the most critical 100 days of a cow's life, which is probably what we think was probably the transitionary, 30 days before calving, 70 days after. And then within that 100-day contract, if we can concentrate on transitioning these cows properly, having a fresh cow monitoring program to look at the health and well-being of the animal after freshening, and then to have a good reproductive program set in place, if we transition well, have a good fresh cow program, our repro programs are going to go much better. So that would be the 100-day contract. The second program then was called the QMAX program. That's a quality milk program to maximize milk production and, again, low somatic cell count. So we can get extra premiums and whatnot with this quality product. And the QMAX program then is a way for the producer and their veterinarian to work together on looking at the environmental impacts of milk quality and then addressing the risk factors that we might be able to look at to help improve that. Second of all, then looking at the parlor management and what can we do in the parlor as far as milking procedures, milking prep, the equipment itself. And then combine all that together to evaluate the records that we would get and to see once if we can then develop a plan of action to improve somatic cell count, reduce clinical mastitis, and then therefore increase milk production. And then the third part of our dairy wellness, our third program that we have, it's called SCEDUVAC. And SCEDUVAC is a program that was designed for veterinarians to look at biosecurity. And that biosecurity, most people would look at that as vaccination protocols. Mm-hmm. Vaccinations are one way to immunize your animals and protect them against some of the common diseases that we'd run into. There's so many vaccines out there nowadays and so many qualifications on do's and don'ts that we thought it would be wise to try to help veterinarians and producers with a formal program that's web-based to help them then put together some of these protocols and be able to share that with others. So that would be the three programs that we currently have. We're also working on a calf program, but that's not finalized as of yet.
Well, when you talk about wellness and you mentioned the animal itself, and I know that something new from with Pfizer or an announcement that we're just coming out with here has to do with Exceed. Now, how does that? What is that announcement, and what does it mean in terms of fitting in with your whole wellness plan?
Sure. Well, when you look at that, Chuck, and the wellness issue, Exceed is one of our premier antibiotics that we have in our arsenal to treat cows with. It's a long-acting formulation of Exenel and Naxel, which have been very, very effective in the past for dairy cattle and dairy producers because it addresses that. It's a very effective antibiotic to treat those diseases, pneumonia, and now with foot rot that we have for Exceed, and metritis with Naxel or with Exenel. But there are areas that will help us tremendously. And now, because we need that healthy animal, plus there's no milk withhold, so it's profitable for the dairy. And then it gives us a product that is not going to have any residue issues in it. That's very, very important for that three-pronged approach. And Exceed now is one of those issues where, like with humans, compliance is always an issue. You know, if you go in and one of your children has an ear infection, they'll normally put you on that child on antibiotics for 10 to 14 days minimum. And we know if we go off any sooner, we tend to get more relapses and don't completely get rid of the infection. Well, with dairy cattle, we always have the issue that if they're on certain antibiotics that have a milk withhold, that's costing them money. And so they don't want to keep them on any longer than they have to. But in the long run, if they could, they're going to get a much better response. So with Exceed will give you that 7 days of therapy in one shot, yet no milk withhold. And now Exceed has been approved for BRD, which is bovine respiratory disease, so our pneumonias. And now we just got the approval for foot rot also. So now we have a convenient way for a producer to economically give a dose of an antibiotic that's going to help that animal recover, make her feel better, get her back into production very well without having to hold any milk. So it, again, good for the cow, economically justifiable and profitable for the dairy, and very important for the producer, no residues.
So you would describe this, an FDA announcement or approval like with Exceed, as being really very significant to dairy producers.
Absolutely. It just gives us another tool in our arsenal to be able to treat animals very effectively and in a cost-effective manner. And that's what we need to be looking at, is how can we really help that animal, the welfare of that animal, but again, still keep those other factors in place, which is probably the most important, the consumer. We need to have a product that's not going to cause any residues and give us a quality, wholesome product.
So at this point, if producers have any questions about using Exceed, and especially for foot rot, where would they go to get more information?
Certainly contact their Pfizer representative, their territory manager, or one can go to the web at PfizerAnimalHealth.com and look up some of the information there.
Great. Well, thank you again. That is Dr. Gary Niebauer here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
Thanks for joining us today in the Milking Parlor, a Zimcom podcast.